cannot handle those levels of truth. So when I first start bringing up this concept, right, I also start noticing another reason why I would never want to be with a black man romantically. It was disturbing. So I made a comment one time and said, have you ever noticed that most black men don't take care of their kids? And the way so many black men became uncomfortable about this was so weird to me. It was the gaslighting for me. Most of them tried to laugh off the subject, or they tried to ignore what I said like it wasn't true. I said, y'all don't take care of your kids. I said, majority of you pay like small monthly payments of like what, $100, $200, maybe $400 in child support a month, which by the way, is literally not enough to support a child, by the way. But to literally hear them actually try to gaslight and laugh about it was so insane to me, because I realized they do this so again they can avoid accountability. And I told someone that's another reason why I would not want to be with a black man. So I'm explaining this to you guys because what I want you to see is I am a person that doesn't have self-hatred issues. I actually don't care the skin color of a man, okay, whether he be dark or light. But I know for a fact when it comes to the race of black men in particular, there's something very strange to me about their cognitive dissonance and their ideologies, the way they think, the way they view things. And a lot of it, unfortunately, is self-hatred. It's due to years of indoctrination or XYZ. And I've seen black men, again, I told y'all, who think they can escape the hatred of themselves by marrying a non-black woman. And the part that's always weird for me is I know they're uncomfortable with their blackness because they always have to find a way to insult a black woman in some way. I'll give you a perfect example. I saw a video today of these two mixed race black men who I'm guessing they both married white women. And the most disturbing thing they said about the video was they were talking about this a gay male cheerleader, right? He was a, and mind you, they weren't cheerleaders. They were majorettes, okay? They were majorettes doing performances. But, you know, nowadays you have the gay black man who is very flamboyant and wants to dress like a woman and act like a woman. So he was a gay majorette and he was dancing. And I never forget the most disturbing comment was, and I did not even understand why the two half black men had to even say this. They made a comment and was like, oh, if I were dating a woman, these women would be who I would date. And he basically showed basically two gorgeous black girls who were majorettes. They looked amazing. They looked great. They were beautiful. And then he goes, if I were into black women. And my first thought process was like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. Those are levels of self-hatred. It actually makes no sense why you would have to compliment a black woman and then try to make it a backhanded compliment, and then at the same time try to, in a sense, lower her statue to make yourself feel good, when the truth is you married a white woman for your own reasons. I actually, as a black woman, don't care why. Now, I genuinely don't. I don't even care why you chose to be with a white woman, what. But what I will never get is this is the same behavior that I've always seen from black men or mixed race men. They continue to show these weird levels of self-hatred to black women continuously. And this is why I keep telling y'all, I don't take black men seriously by no means. And I also tell people, I don't look at them in a romantic way. They do not take care of their children. They cannot compete in a world of actual men. And what's strange is I've heard them try to say this about black women, but that's not true. So many black women have reached so many levels of success, business. Oh my God. You know, it's different. But I know I'm not lying when I tell y'all the black men literally don't even want to build their own community. They would rather go be a visitor in someone else's backyard. Okay? That's exactly what they do. That's why when I hear them laugh about the schools their kids go to, I kind of just laugh at them. I said, if you're a black man or a mixed race man and you marry a white woman or have children with her, that's your business. But it's weird for you to always bring up black women in any conversation that you have in regards to a white woman who you chose to be with. That right there is a sign, yes, that you have some weird level of self-hatred issues. Because I cannot express to y'all, my reasons for not wanting to be with a black man is solely based off the fact of they are not men compared to other men. Black men can say what they want to. They can't say that about black women. They can try. I've seen the videos. I've seen the way they reach. But to see so many successful women and to see so many black women marry outside their race and have long-lasting marriages and still be together and XYZ, it doesn't make sense because I don't see the same regard for black men who marry women of other races. You don't have as long marriages. You don't have as a strong family dynamic. But I explain to people that's because black women have always had the mindset of community and family. All black women are literally like that. We are raised to care about our children, our families. It is a very strong belief and background system we have. We just naturally believe that, okay? Now, if you ask me, so do other races of women. This is how most of us are raised. You are that, the matriarchs in our family, which is our grandmothers. We have the same type of foundation. We truly believe that. Now, unfortunately, I told someone that it takes black men way too long to get their shit together. And unfortunately, once I hear that a black man doesn't have a father, it's kind of sad. Now, mind you, it's different if your father has passed away or something like that. But if you have never had an active male presence in your life that was positive, it's going to be way more challenging for you to become an adult. It's going to be way more challenging for you to become a man. And I also believe it's way more difficult for them to adult and compete against men in the world. And I told someone another reason why I don't like black men romantically. Now, mind you, I keep saying romantically because I do believe that a black man and I could be friends or we could be cordial and cool, but I would never consider them in any romantic light because they are too feminine. As a woman that has natural femininity, I'm so serious. I mean, also, and I'm saying this as a woman who's met other races of women, and we talk about this. And I told them, I said, that's why I don't consider black men to be like a man to me. Like, if I see a man, I don't consider them to be men. They, in ascension, always want to compete with black women. Like, I told someone the truth. I said, you can try to say this is crazy, but I said, you don't notice how they always try to mimic the way we speak. They try to mimic our nails, our hair, everything we do for ourselves as women. It's a joke to them. I said, I cannot make this up. You can go in almost any race of every community. There is no one that copies or imitates the black women the way you see black men do, the way they dress up in wigs and dresses and try to mimic black women. It's very disturbing, actually. No matter what people try to tell me, they'll say, oh, people do that for money or this. The truth is what I just explained to y'all. It's a different level of jealousy. It's a weird, strange, just weird to see men behave that way, to see men want to pierce their ears like women, wear dresses like women, do this, and then still call themselves masculine men is strange. See, I expect that behavior from a gay man. I even expect that behavior from a transgender person. But for a straight man to tell me that he's straight and he does these things, okay. You know, and not to mention, I also explained to someone that I said I like an ambitious man. Most black men are not ambitious. People got so mad when I brought up this. I said, I'm not kidding. I said, you know how many black women I meet every day that will literally just want more for their life? That's why they go to school. That's why they start their own businesses. That's why they pursue whatever they're doing. And they don't care how much time it takes to do it. They still go and do it. And I said, it's sad that when I look at most black men, that is just not what happens. I said, all I see them do is have children out of wedlock with random women, again, that they hardly know. They have, I don't know how many babies within a year. And then they have these weird, strange relationships with women. Say what y'all want to. I met a grown man that was upset. And I will tell you, I appreciate him being straightforward with me. He straight up told me that he thought I was a fine and beautiful woman. And straight up told me that he wanted to have sex with me, right? He sent some explicit stuff to my phone. And I simply just denied him. I said, God bless you. You know, you good luck with that. But the answer is no. Now, mind you, initially, he told me that we could go out. But I'm guessing, right, whatever was on his mind or whatever he presumed or he thought the type of person I am, I'm not. So then I kind of laughed and I said, no, thank you, sir. But, you know, you have a good day. And I eventually told him to stop messaging me because he would not stop messaging my phone. So I blocked him. And I'm thinking he just went towards some other woman who would or who was interested. But I was just like, it was just sad because to me, even at his age, for him to be what? 56, I don't know how old he was. I just know he was probably like 20 or 30 years older than me. But to see him still have that mindset at his age is disturbing. I was just like, okay. And y'all, I'm being very honest because I want you to understand this. Something is wrong with the nature of black men that all you can think about is sex or all you can think about is how you're going to have sex with some woman, but you literally see your community everywhere around you, no matter what city you live in shambles. And when I say your community, yes, your community where people look exactly like you. I don't care if you're a man, black man that has money. That's not your community. You can try to make it your community all you want to, but the reality of that situation is that is not your community. Because guess what? If everything falls apart in your life, your community is supposed to support you. Every time I've ever seen a black man fall off, or he falls from grace and he loses his money or loses his endorsements or whatever, it's so funny to me that the community that he's put all this money in or does all this stuff for, which is usually some people that look nothing like him, it's crazy how they don't catch you. They don't pick you up when you fall. So that's not your community. That's what I realize they don't get. If they were your community, wouldn't they support you regardless? If you fall, if you're imperfect, if you're not this, if whatever happens, right? That's why I'm saying those things. So it was just very strange to me to see all of these things and to hear a black man be shocked when I tell you I've never had sex with a black man, or a person be surprised when I keep telling them something is severely wrong with the way these black men think. I was just like, it's scary. It's just scary to see and know that that's their mindset. It is. It is terrifying. And I said, I think the worst part, you know, of everything I'm trying to explain is to literally know, because y'all got to really understand this too. The craziest part of it to me is to literally know they really don't get what it is to be men. Because of the fatherlessness, you know, because of, you know, the subjects I keep bringing up, and then the men being shocked when I say, why would I be interested in a man that's trying to compete with me as a woman? Why would I be interested in a man that's just as feminine as me as a woman? Why would I be interested in a man that wants to wear two earrings in his ear, paint his nails like me, you know, get the same shoes I'm getting, talk about purses and bags? You might as well be my gay best friend. Like, I don't even understand why you would even pursue a woman. It's so weird because I realize we're now growing up in a generation, y'all, where I'm seeing black men not even be able to relate to masculinity. Like, they cannot even relate to the idea of them being men and they're born as men. That's why they think they can talk about the same subjects as us, or that's why they think they can always bring up women, because they actually have nothing else to talk about other than what I just explained to you. Black women, whether it's insulting them, talking about their hair, talking about their anything, they only can speak about those subjects, but nothing about what it is to be a man. I've never seen them discuss these things. And it's scary, because when you start understanding this as a woman, especially if you're a black woman, you're going to realize that what I'm saying is true. You're going to eventually have to deal with it and realize you can only date or marry a person like outside of your race because they understand what it is to be a man. Like, I'm not explaining to a man how to be a man because I don't know how to be one. I'm a woman born as a woman, and all I can identify with is being a woman. All I can identify with is being feminine. Like, it's easy for me. It's natural. That's why I like to go get my nails done and toes done. That's why I like to talk to other women who also like to laugh and talk about the same things, because I know they understand an aspect of me. And sure, I could talk about deeper philosophical, social, economic issues, but there is nothing like sitting down with a fellow woman, grabbing a glass of wine, being able to laugh, being able to wind down, talking about, girl, I love that color. Talking about, girl, I love that hair. What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, it's just something about that essence of that, of being in a woman and being in that natural, just in that natural instinct of that, it's peaceful. It's just so happy. And mind you, do not actually care about what race you are as a woman. Sis, if I like the bag, I like the bag. If I like the color of those nails and those toes, I like it. If the hair works for you, I want to know where you got it done. You understand? And I realize that it is just so sad to realize that culturally, I think the men here are also going through those same things. Now, mind you, I could speak about other races or groups of men, because if you ask me, I don't know about y'all, but I do not like the idea of men being feminine and claiming to be straight. Absolutely not. And mind you, I've said this before, I don't have an issue if you're gay, because I'm going to tell you guys what I think about gayness in a minute, people who are homosexual. Now, personally, I'm going to start off by saying this. I actually genuinely believe that God loves everyone. And I actually believe that homosexuality is an extension from Christianity. That's going to ruffle a lot of feathers. That's going to get a lot of hate. You know, I already know it is, but it's true. you did not really hear or see some of these things until some of these things were introduced by Christians in different societies when they came to certain places. Before then, you never heard of them. So to me, I believe that this was some type of trick or trap to get people to hate God or blame God for something that man created or an idea that man created. So I believe that God loves everyone, actually. Now, I ain't say God likes everyone, but I do believe God loves everyone, because I told y'all, I know I couldn't. That's why I know that's God's job, because, you know, and I also believe that when it comes to those terms of gay, I believe religion, man-made religion, is something that's tied into that. That's why so many people have this issue with church and things. But I feel like that was the idea. That was the idea to get people to blame God and to hate God and say, oh, it's because of this. Y'all, and can I make this up? That's why you turn around and see so many, what is it, gay people in the church or this at the third, some of the pastors be gay and then be living secret lives. Because I'm telling y'all, this is some type of weird plan. I truly believe that too, to get them to hate God. It's just strange, but it's true. But anyway, nonetheless, I have really realized that. And I've also seen this, some of it in white men's society, which is very creepy to me as well. You know, I've seen some white men do these things as well. Now, mind you, these are men that are claiming to be straight. Okay? If you're gay, it's very different. You know, you live a different lifestyle. You're doing what you're doing. You do God knows what, right? You can dye your hair. You can wear earrings. You can do whatever, right? But say what y'all want to. Something is very odd to me about men. Again, this weird idea of claiming to be straight or claiming to be masculine. And I'm just like, there's no way you could do those things if, again, you're participating in what I just described, where you're ultimately, you're trying to imitate women. Okay, most women, now mind you, I already know what some people are going to say. Oh, everyone has a masculine and feminine side and properties. Yes, but women's natural ability, who we are naturally, is just feminine. It's something that is designed and built in us. That's why men are built different, right? Psychologically, mentally, physically, everything. That's why it is different. And I think it's so weird that people want to tie the things together or confuse them in this, when the reality is, who you are naturally, born as a woman or a man, that's your natural energy, right? Now, as I would do, probably I might do a part two to this, but I decided to talk about this because it was just so weird that, you know, I have gotten that type of question more than people can understand. When they will be like, oh, why don't you deal with black men? Or why you don't date a black man? All these good black men. Y'all don't know how many times I've heard that in my life, but I've actually never met one good black man, which is so funny to me. Not one, by the way. Most of them, I'm so serious, they are either a baby father or they got trapped or they live a certain lifestyle that will never align with my values because they were raised differently. You understand what I'm saying? And like I told y'all, most of them don't understand. It is their role. It is their role to provide. And I realize that men who are not providers will never understand that being able to be a man that provides is like a gift from God. God ordained you to be that type of person. I really don't care who disagrees. Men that do not understand this, this is why they have that 50-50 mindset. This is why they have that weird poverty mindset where they're normalizing being broke and poor, okay? Or they're normalizing not having lights and food in their house. It's just weird. I just be like, oh Jesus, this is not normal. And I realize because so many people don't understand that, that's why they have the mentality too, right? I'll hear women tell me stuff like, oh, a man can't do all that by himself. Yes, he can if he wanted to. That's really the truth. They are so used to seeing men not do anything or barely doing something that they literally are scared to be men. They're terrified. Like, that's why when you see certain men who are really men, and you can tell the difference when a man walks in the room, right, ladies? Like, you can feel his energy when a man is literally entering, and he's a man that's a man. He pays all his bills. He does what he's supposed to do. The masculinity just roams. That's why women be, you can feel women even react to that type of man differently. You understand what I'm saying? And it is just so strange. I'm telling y'all, to watch groups of men in black communities or in our generation just become so feminine, where they have this weird mindset where they think that they're women, or they think that they're going to get the same treatment or the same things are going to be done. And I'm telling you, like, y'all, it is basically unnatural for certain things to happen. And it is. It's unnatural for you to go against your natural balance of what you are, especially if you're claiming to be a straight man and you're masculine. it doesn't make sense for you to act a certain way or be a certain way. Okay? So, yeah, y'all, I'm just being honest with y'all. When you're going to realize that what I'm saying is true, when I tell y'all that most black men take way too long to get their shit together and they take also way too long to become ambitious, sir, no one's going to want you at 40 or 50 years old when, and mind y'all, this is the part that's crazy to me. Black men will also ruin their health into the ground. See, I've also noticed this conversation one time where people were trying to compare, like I've heard black men try to compare themselves to black women, which is another strange thing, because I don't hear other races of men try to compare themselves to their women, okay? I'm telling y'all, it's the most strangest behavior, because to me, that comes off as competitive behavior. That's what you see women do when they try to compare themselves. They'll try to compare their beauty and hair and be messy and still. See, that's a feminine quality. Women do stuff like that. But when I see men doing that versus their women, I'm telling y'all, you know, and it's sad because I think so many girls don't want to admit this. Okay? So, yeah. I had to talk about this subject, y'all. I was thinking about this for a while, but I thought it was so weird that most of the black men I meet have this weird ego about themselves. They think they are the prizes or the answers to life. And I'm looking at some of these men like, I'm not kidding when I tell y'all, they don't even know how to be fathers. They don't even know how to be men. And it's sad because they think that you would genuinely be interested in them. And it's creepy. It's like, no, I wouldn't. You don't want to be anything. You don't know how to barely do anything for yourself. And if they do get married, these men are only trying to marry a woman that's like their mom. You get it? They think that that's their role in life, is where their mom does this, that, the third for them, love them. No matter what they do X, Y, Z. But their mindset never develops a part of growth where they're going to realize where you have to step into what I like to call your king era. Okay? I believe men have a time period where they step into a king era, where I'm telling you, there's just a way that you just can't be. And if you walk among men that are other kings and have their own power and their own level of things, you're going to look very ridiculous stepping up to men who are kings that are about their business every single day, that take care of their families. It makes them feel so good to know that someone is depending on them. And then to see a group of men who literally just lack, who literally just don't even understand the concept of that, that don't get that being a provider man is an honor. I'm being real with y'all. Every man does not deserve a legacy. They don't get a legacy. And every single man also will not be a provider man. They don't have what it takes. And that's hard for people to hear, but it's true. They don't. Some of them genuinely just don't have that inside of them. They don't have that quality. And if y'all think I'm kidding, okay, ask yourself why they keep having all these kids out of wedlock they can't take care of. Say what y'all want to. I've seen a lot of men, no matter the age, race, right, who are what? Some of these men be millionaires and billionaires. Say what you want to. But for some men to be as busy as they are, have the schedules they are, and they still take care of their entire family, speaks volumes on what I mean about a man being a provider. It is an honor to be able to do those things. And it's so weird that when I see the population of black men, they literally think of it as exhaustion. They literally act like they are a single mother. Like, it is disturbing. They literally act as though, y'all, like, ew, I can't do all this. And oh, like, because y'all gotta realize most of these men are doing nothing but imitating women's behavior. You have to see that. And what's crazy is, I told y'all, that's why I think it's so weird sometimes that they try to blame single mothers, when the truth is the mother is only single because the father usually abandoned them. I can't make this up. So again, you know, you're just seeing, again, I keep telling y'all, the repeated cycles. That's why now when I see women thinking I'm tripping when I tell y'all, I do not seek out black men in a romantic way. I would never consider them, because I see the truth of it. They cannot compete against other races of men. They can't. And it's not me even being men. And I'm not kidding. If he does not have a father, it's already like, it's going to be so hard for that person. Like, I already know it's going to be so hard for that man. Telling y'all, as a woman that watched multiple men in my family had to stand up and do things. Don't get me wrong, I told y'all, I don't deal with my family now. But I'm not kidding when I tell y'all, to see other men in my family, what, they had to step up, pay for clothes for us, buy us food, do things, and not once did they complain about it. And then on top of that, still took care of their own family, their own bills, everything else. I'm not lying when I tell y'all, every man is just does not have it in them to be a provider. They don't have the mindset. That's why they're comfortable with their kids being in poverty, and that's why they're comfortable with producing random babies with random women they don't know and literally making themselves broke. It's insane. I was just like, why? And I cannot make this up, y'all. I know it's true because, and I wish I could view black men differently romantically, but I can't because I see them do this to every race of woman, by the way. They do. They do it to every race of woman. People would try to tell me, oh, I wouldn't do it. Please stop trying to show me the 3 or 4 examples in the world of the black men who do right by their white wives. You're going to make me laugh. It doesn't matter. Again, the small bit of men who do is not enough of a difference to make compared to what I just explained to you. It doesn't matter. The small group that doesn't matter compared to the amount that don't. You understand what I'm saying? Especially at the way they're producing babies. Child, please. Then, right, once I, you know, kind of got into this subject about this, I also said it was so scary to see this at every level. And what I mean by every level, I mean from the top to the bottom, meaning from people who are wealthy, famous, XYZ, all the way to the bottom. They do the exact same thing. They get multiple women pregnant. They hardly know. They just dipping and dabbing everywhere. They are not active and present fathers. And then they try to literally, oh my God, y'all, compare themselves. It's just like I could literally feel secondhand embarrassment for them. Like, it's not happening to me, but I think they can't even see or understand. It is so embarrassing that y'all do some of the things you do as black men and then not understand that you have got so much things that you need to do within your own community as just black men alone. And mind y'all, excluding black women. They don't realize this has absolutely nothing to do with black women. It is a issue with the men to the point of where you're saying, I remember time I seen this video, right? It's a perfect example. There's a video of a gay black dude, and it's so weird to me the level of black men that be under these gay black men videos always saying, oh, this is shameful, it's against God, how embarrassing. You know why it's crazy to me? My first thought is just like, I wonder how many of these gay black dudes they're under these pages talking about. I wonder how many of them are also fatherless. Right. I wonder how many of them as well did not have a man teach them anything or show them anything. And the only person they could give credit to was who? They're probably their mothers. And it's crazy because I think it's so weird as well to see so many black men have this mindset where it's just like, that's probably one of y'all sons y'all abandoned. Like, that's what I be thinking. This is probably one of they damn kids they abandoned. Or they're talking about, oh, what a shame. I said, that's crazy. You care more about your image as a black man to be a certain way over the fact of what you're seeing a black man do that you feel like will represent you because he's doing flamboyant and gay activity. And that bothers you more than the fact that you guys are not present and active in your own communities to your own children, XYZ. That's wild to me. It's like, I can't even understand why that was more important for black men to comment over the evolution of what they have not done. You know, it was just like, Jesus Christ. And so to me, now, if you want to look into the subject more, you are more than welcome to. But I'm not kidding when I tell y'all I have seen a multitude of black men do this to multiple races of women. That's why when women tell me, oh, white, Asian, all that's different. No, it's not. You get treated the exact same way because I've seen these same men, including the celebrity men, do the same thing to a Hispanic woman. They abandon her, get her, they impregnate her and leave her too. They do the same thing to a white woman. Even if they marry her, they divorce her, they still abandon her, XYZ. And most of those black men usually end up making these women and or white women pay them money. Okay, I've seen how this system works. So please stop thinking that you're like, oh, I must be missed. Baby, I have researched this stuff. I'm like, nah. Then he does the same thing to an Asian woman. And it doesn't matter what race she is. I think the thing that I've seen the most is just disturbing. And it's so weird to see some of these non-black women think, oh, they've won because they end up getting with a man that's like a rich father, or he's a rich baby father or something like that. And they think it's different when they don't realize, sis, it is embarrassing that you're a single mother. No woman should ever have to go through being a single mother and literally you have no father for your child. It's like some of them don't even grasp the concept because they just be so happy for the little bit of money that they get every month. Sis, whatever money the man does give them, it don't even actually be worth the level of things they have to go through alone. And press it with your child. I'll give y'all a perfect example. No woman, most women won't admit this, but I know for a fact the way some women will feel so embarrassed showing up to events and certain things, like a father-daughter dance or just certain activities, and they know that their child going there is going to be embarrassing. There's no father showing up for them, daddy-daughter nights. Like, they have all of this type of stuff that goes on. And to literally see the level of men who are active and present, I cannot make y'all up. Why am I always seeing every other race of men there but a black man? I can't make it up. There was one night they had like a daddy-daughter thing at Chick-fil-A, right? This is just like a regular restaurant you go to here, anywhere. And cannot make this up, right? You go there, I looked around, and I cannot make this up, right? Now, I'm an adult woman, but it was so crazy for me to look around, and all I saw was men of other races there. Spending time with their little daughters, talking, laughing, just eating their little Chick-fil-A. It was insane. And my first thought was, why am I not surprised? I don't see not a single black man in here with his children. Y'all, why was I not surprised? It's just like I realized something that people don't understand, right? Or some people don't get. I realized young that I was raised with a certain value and moral that I am realizing that black men will never love, understand, or appreciate. Or they will never value it because they do not value their community, their children, and their people. And when you start realizing that you have more in common with other races of people because of your value system as a woman, it's going to change your complete mind about what you think about dating out. It's going to change your mind about some of this stuff. And this is just true. Now, mind y'all, I already know about all the racism in the world. What I think people are going to realize at some point, you're going to either say, I'm going to have a good life, my children are going to have an active and present father, or you're going to unfortunately go down that sad route that I see some women go towards where they just decide to be a baby mother. And their father of their child is usually a pig. I'm telling y'all, not present, not active, not nothing. And say what y'all want to, I know what it is. Because I can't express to y'all what it is when I see women who go to the store and they don't have any kids, right? Or they're single, it's very different. Or seeing women who go in the store with their children and they're married, right? They have a ring on, okay? Or if they're with their children, there is a man there to protect them, guide them, right? Even look out for things they can't do while they're grocery shopping and or dealing with their children at the same time. You know, it's just certain things I notice or I see, and I can't unsee that. And I meant what I said when it's so disturbing to see the level of things I've seen black men do and the zero accountability they have. It's just disturbing. It's just like, you know, y'all gotta realize this is your generation upon generation upon generational men that have constantly participated in this behavior. Why? They can't actually give you a good answer. They'll tell you the most ridiculous things I probably have ever heard. When the reality of it is, I told a man this one time, I said, what's crazy is there's actually not too much different about what women do overall, regardless of what race you do, regardless of what race you are, right? A woman is a woman, a woman's going to be a woman. But value and characters is the only molded difference I've seen. I just want to share this with y'all. You know, I want y'all to like really hear my opinion on this because it's just so weird seeing people, even in our current day and time, act shocked when I say the stuff I say about black men. And it's weird that black men would ever take offense to anything I just said. All of it is literally factual. And mind you, I could probably go from country to country and probably compare the same thing. The fatherlessness in America is a completely different level compared to other countries, compared to other things. It is such a weird and strange environment, I'm telling y'all, growing up here and seeing how comfortable people are with men escaping accountability, escaping the level of responsibility it takes to truly be a man, a father, a provider to your wife and to your children. It's strange here. I'm telling y'all, it is so weird seeing the things I see here in America and realizing that my value system is different. I'm telling y'all, I remember I met a person and now I see why they kept saying I'm different or I'm weird, but I realized it's because I have morals and values. I'm like, I don't think a lot of people was raised with them. Like, I'm really seeing the truth of it. It's like, no wonder me and certain men don't click. We don't have the same value system. I'm like, it's disturbing what y'all are comfortable with doing to your own children and the women that you marry. It's just disturbing. I can't unsee it, you know? But y'all, you know, I wanted to bring up those points But until my next video, peace.